Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is what's up. Real talk. Yo, this is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The number is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl Riding Shotgun. B-Dub, real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before, huh? Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Ferencia and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. The place to be. We're going to show you how we do it for 85 Chicken Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling y'all are sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because I'm their backstabber. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best here. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are smooth. So listen close so you all don't miss. And we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Your people is la-di-da-di. We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. What? For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself, because it's cool when you cause that cozy condition and that we create, because that's our mission, so listen to what we say, because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning, I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning, went to the bathroom to wash up, had to go from my face to my hands upon a cup, I said, mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is this? I'm of the poor. There was a rumble dumble, 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said, why, you can see this actor. Well, that's true. That's how we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You know I love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body in here. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Threw on the Valley shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in. I forgot my candy. Really? I ran through her. I bumped into my old girl from the This is a girl plays hard to get, so I said, what's wrong? Because she looked upset. Now, what was I to do? Just crying over me, and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eyes. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. A mean mother steps up next to me. Hi. With Sally in the face and Dexter in the eye. Punched her in the belly and stepped on her feet. Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone, something was wrong. I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't leave her. She grabbed me closely by my sock, so I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave me caught up quick, she put a finger in the face of empty ring. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my old day? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see?
Somehow your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your jazzy way. So and to be part of it here to stay. And on and on and on she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said, stop lying. I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And what if you wrinkled pussy? I can't be a lover. To the tick tock, you don't stop. To the tick tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
Boy, you should know that I've got you on my mind. A secret admirer. I've been watching at night. I've been watching. I want to be out there making a game is on me. Conquer the love is stronger. Every day I pray my heart can win. Every night I pray I can call you my man. I need you. I want you to have you hold me to sleep with you. So I'm going out every weekend just to see my friend again.
I'm not the same. Thank you. Real talk, you know what it is. That's my man Outkast holding it down. You just heard from Adina Howard. Real talk, like I say before, man, y'all know it feel good. Real talk on Where to Do That Radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. We are back and black by popular demand. Real talk, this is Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, BW, riding shotgun with me, man.
I'm out here.
What's popping off on the other side of the A, man?
Man, I am booked like crazy tomorrow, okay?
Okay, okay.
And it's going to be hot for me to even want to go.
You hate that when you look at your appointment book and it's like, what the fuck?
Right, you like, look at the weather, they like, it's 1,000 degrees out.
Y'all want me to be where? I feel you.
AC having to pump extra hard in the Pacifica, man.
Man, I feel you, man. You know, but you know.
Oh,
hey, you
that heat ain't no joke.
And that heat will, man, I've been telling you, man. I was telling AC before he felt it the other day, man. I'm old school, man. When I get too hot, I just chill out. Real talk, you know, I do what I have to do and move when I have to move. That's basically it. Anything other than that, I don't know. You know, because, man, real talk, it is what it is, man. You know, we just got to get in where we fit in. That's all it is, man. We just got to get in where we fit in. But, you know, real talk, man, that's why you got to be chilling by the pool some way, man. Real talk. Matter of fact, I think tomorrow.
For another pool party.
Right, another pool party. Real talk, man. I might have one at my crib, man. Real talk. I'm finna go jump in the pool. It's so hot, man. I might after the broadcast, I might just do just that, man. It is burning. Real talk. It is what it is. So, yo, I'm just saying, we just got to keep it all the way 100. But let the fans know a little bit about what you got popping off in the, you know, the up and coming week for Fame Exchange, all that good stuff. Shouts out to my man DJ Zoo, man. Definitely getting the thing popping with Glance Radio. We are coming to you live with Last FM, CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo. Real talk, it is what it is. But definitely, Vito, let them know what's good. Let them know what's popping off, man.
Well, we are pre-planning our 2011 Life and Style Showcase, which will be held in Atlanta, featuring fashion, what's new and exciting in fashion, sports entertainment, and wellness. So really looking forward to that. I'm on this adventure with the Fame Exchange DVD running around Atlanta during Fashion Week. So we'll have sneak peeks of that coming up tomorrow. I will be at Rip the Runway Against Childhood Obesity. And filming for the Real Housewives of Atlanta are part of that, something with the kids and modeling. So I don't know whether Bravo is going to be there taping that, but my partner, Kenya Edwards, is the model coach for that session.
Okay.
So when I just got that came in, that's 10 seconds off of Twitter.
Okay.
Text message. Like, I just got that. So, you know, I got the sneak peek coming. Cameras will be rolling. Mine and theirs.
Okay, y'all know what it is, man. Y'all better be on your, you know, and be on your P's and Q's. You never know when B-Dub going to jump out on you.
We got a special letter from Food for Orphans, which everybody knows that's our global charity that bags Fame Exchange, Spellbound Media Entertainment, V-Source, Sky City TV, Lakefront ENT, all those entities, you know, H's, Red Breed, that's our charity. We got a letter that the director at one of the girls' homes was molesting the girls, so now they need some food.
No.
But we got to raise, it's not a laughing matter, but I'm just thinking about it, we got to raise some money quick.
Yeah, we gotta raise some money.
Yeah, we gotta make our donation.
Yeah, we gotta raise some more money and do something quick. Man, that's crazy. Man, you're only as good as the help you get. So
trying to tell you.
Man, real talk. You know, it is what it is. But you know, we're gonna do what we gotta do. We're gonna definitely do what we gotta do. I know at ATL, the rest of their communities, everybody's gonna definitely do their part to definitely, you know, raise that awareness and do what we gotta do. Because real talk, man, you know, that's what I'm talking about. We always touch on that subject. And it's a real touchy subject, and, you know, it really kind of gets under your skin. You know, when they start messing with the youth, man, that's when enough's enough, man. So it's like.
And this is an orphanage.
Yeah. You know, so, man.
This is rude.
That's just wrong. Rude. You was past rude.
Really, this is wrong, like you said.
Yeah, you wrong. You was rude.
I got the news,
man.
I'm like, oh, man. What?
Man. Well, you know, I'm going to say this. Do we know exactly who it was? Was it a brother? Was it a sister? Was it a...
That's another topic. Let's touch on that next broadcast. I'm going to do the research, and I'll have the details about it.
Okay. All right. I didn't even
want to know who the nasty fool was. You know what I'm saying?
When you put his face or their face on blast, man. Real talk, man. Leave them kids alone, man. Real talk.
Put them on blast. That's what we need to do.
send them guys I know down the way. You know, you pay them, you know, pay them a good blunt. They go down there and see about you, man. Real talk, man. Y'all better leave them kids alone, man. I'm for real. I know some folks, you know, I don't hang in the hood, but I know some folks that's in the hood, you know, that, you know, for a good cause, they'll rise. Real talk, man. Real talk. It is what it is. But definitely, man, you know, that's what's up, though. You know what I'm saying? I see why your appointment book is overfilled. You know, man, I don't even look at
mine. I'm in the community, you guys. And my partners, the people that I work with on these projects, they in the community, too. Heavy. Because just think, I'm just the marketing chick. They're in their industry, you know. Heavy.
That's right.
So, like I said, Rip the Runway Against Childhood Obesity. That's major. Michelle Obama might show up. You never know, because that's her cause. You just have to be ready. So
you better be ready, man. I'm telling you what. Like I said before, man. Hey, but especially even on this side of the fence as well, man. You know, I've been, you know, shout out to my man Professor Griff for definitely, you know, sending me the shout out in the email. I'm gonna see what's up, man. Real talk. I'm gonna definitely see what's up. I ain't scared, but I'm preparing, man. That's why I have Griff on the show, man. You know, Michelle Obama might show up. Obama might show up. Everybody might show up. And all I'm trying to say is, yo, I just better be ready. Y'all just better be ready. Real talk, it is what it is. This is the urban experience like never before. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the movement. Yo, V-Dub, what about this Remember the 90s tour?
Oh, yeah. So, are we officially announcing the date, or are we kind of still keeping the lid on?
Well, this is what we're going to say. We're going to say, you know, pretty much, you know.
Early fall. After everybody nestled back into college, nestled back into school, nestled back into whatever they need to nestle into, getting ready for the wintertime, new relationships, whatever.
Yeah.
Bell Biv DeVoe, Poison.
Ooh, we Bell Biv DeVoe. Adina Howard, Christopher Williams, oh, Sunshine Anderson. Man, the list just goes on and on. So all this energy is going to be on stage. We're going to be in the city near you. We're going to be doing Where They Do That At Radio, Remember the 90s Tour. And we're going to definitely spread this love and this urban awareness to everybody. So we're inviting everybody to come on out. We will be posting the details on
Yes Radio.
Definitely can't forget Glance Radio. Definitely gonna be definitely bringing the airwaves. We're gonna have some special stuff popping off. So all I'm saying is, man, y'all just here to get ready.
So special.
Okay. it's been to go ham, man. It's been to go straight ham. All I'm saying is, man, I remember though. I'm just saying, man. See, I was a concert goer. You know, man. When I was coming up, like 15, 16. I was a concert goer. I was one of them dudes, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're like, man, we're going out of town. We're going to go over here and check out this concert. Woo, woo, woo. Man, we'd be gone for like 3-4 days. You know, it's just like great music, good time, you know, great company. It is, you know, that's what it was about, man. I'm just, yo, man, y'all better, all I'm saying is, man, this tour, if you've never been, and I'm saying, you know, I know folks that, yeah, well, I done been to a GV concert. And I was like, y'all ain't been to no real concert. That's good. That's, you know, I ain't knocking nobody. What I'm trying to say is that when you have gone to a concert, fellas, let me just break this down to you. You know what I'm saying? When you go to a concert, well, I'm going to stop because I see this. That's why I'm going to be drinking in the booth. All I'm going to say is that, real talk, this is a concert you can definitely bring your lady out to. You know what I'm saying? Bring your lady out to. She will enjoy it. You will enjoy it. It'll definitely, yo, it'll make you reflect and it'll make you appreciate this whole urban experience, man. Real talk, it is what it is. Like I said, number is 347-934-0318. You can hit us up at 570. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, we're going to definitely crank this thing up. We're going to definitely make this thing all the way official. All I'm saying is, man, yo, great music speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, and the love goes on. That's all I can say, man. Real talk, man. Somebody has sent me an email, V-Dub. Now, check this out. Now, you remember this track right here. Now, check this out. I'm going to play just a little bit of it because somebody didn't even remember what this was right here. Check this out.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner.
Yo, I played that at the beginning of the show, and I got an email like, yo, who is that? Hey, I had to look at the email. Like, where?
They must be born in the '90s.
Maybe. I'm just saying they didn't know. So I'm like, is this? I understand, poor baby.
Yeah, you gotta realize they don't know.
They don't know. I'm just like, man, you don't. It's like you listen to hip hop and you don't know.
They know. They know Lil Wayne.
Oh yeah, they know Lil Wayne.
And Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. Okay, that's old school. Yeah. Lil Wayne, Soulja Boy. Wow. I feel you, but you know it is what it is.
Michael Jackson,
Okay, now they know Michael Jackson. I bet
they know Michael Jackson. They know him.
They know Mike. Everybody know Mike. If you don't know Michael Jackson, then I don't know. Man, you know what I'm saying. It is what it is. Yo, I'm finna crank it up. Real talk, I'm gonna bring you from the old to the new, and then some of these some stuff you don't heard before. It's the stuff you ain't never heard before. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're finna take you on a ride on the wild side. So sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe, enjoy the ride. Yo, go ahead and get that man on deck, because, man, I got some stuff for you. You already know how it go. This is where they do that. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that have changed the game. Real talk, it is what it is. Ride with me.
Hey, yo. Just do a little something for the brothers that be fronting.
Yeah, all right, but we need a beat that they can... Hold on. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Four cars out there. I like the front name.
I'm going to go That's the sound of the police. 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 Stand clear. Don't wanna stop. You get stand right, son. You get what I want. We're just about the clock. I'm gonna throw a back. You don't like how I act. You think I'm selling crack. Will you be doing that? I got to say, Tina, cause I would never be ya. Be a proper shot, you're tricking overseer. You're hot shot, wanna get tough to be a savior. First, show a little respect in your behavior. Change your attitude, change your plan. You could never really be justice or stolen land. Are you really for peace and equality? Or with my car hooked up, you know you wanna follow me. Your laws are minimal. You won't even think about looking at the real criminal. This is got to be. Cause he be getting tight to the job in the police. That's the sound of 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 the police. And if it's the truth, open up your highway and take it up the bullfrog. Check the exercise. Take the word overseer. Like a sample, repeat it very quickly in a true for example. Overseer. Overseer. Overseer, officer, 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 officer. Yeah, officer from overseer. You need a little clarity? Check the similarity. The overseer rode around the plantation. The officer is a patrol in any nation. The overseer can stop you what you're doing. The officer will pull you over just when he's pursuing. The overseer has the right to death pills. And if you fight back, the overseer has the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, that's when I hold in your chest. They go fly horses. I got no choices. The police are my nickel gun. So when I'm on the street, I walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day. The police in front of light and be up on that way. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. Check out the message in a rough slightly. The real criminal honesty or peace. Yes, it's for hundreds of anyone teaching. But just to be a black man that wanna test me. It's a human job for a child like the sun. But them jealous and objects out of California works. Black people still play the pussy day. But the Japanese armor's gonna see it that way. He wants his salary, he wants it. So it puts on a potential people face.
Everybody know that on where they do that at radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's holding it down, doing what they do, definitely representing this thing to the fullest. On where they do that radio, like I said before, man, all you got to do is just be at the right place at the right time for the grind, man. And all I'm saying is, yo, the rest is history. Check this out. Want to hear? Here you go.
Thank you. Automatically, cause he's a P.O.P. gotta be. Look at that. pillow. Get it? Why? Cause you can be sporting nice cars, a fancy car, first George, above a fifth of 150. Chop off that paper house. Watch where your lips go. Pure up my lips go. To the pillow. It's winter. Real cool when you're fucking with a pillow. Daddy Bob in the back seat. That's that me in the cab. That's when you run fast. Smoking on that fine grass. Never miss what you never had. And last, B I M P ology. I see. Be none of these songs by ology. And I'm sweet. Well, yeah.
But I be sitting more gang than a mouth full of poke poker chips to get them hoes with the open lips and the provoking hips. I never gotta tell them any lies. Have them looking in the city skies. Hit up in the kitty side because I'm blessed with a look of innocence. Good sex, peanut butter complex. It's a pretty eye. Pretty cries on my shrug side. Going out of me, gotta be right. Gotta be the flat of me right. But if the head, the bump, come on, suck a nigga dick. Members of a click, wanna see what that'll be like. I know you wanna try that. To the rhythm of a high hat. Don't be bogus and deny that. I done got a photo of my fellas on the train while she lie back. No motherfucker, can you try that? Where you ride at? On the passenger side of your truck, trying to come up on another G. The problem all off under me, trying to smother me. Look, I never leave while I roll another piece of the lead. She learns that I don't deal with emotion. Bustle me in the room, she rubbing me below. She coming like an ocean, close and have a sleep. Thinking me into a die dick, cause you love toes. The word no was ever said. Twisted to giving women dick in the bed until they're sick in the head. And if I ever leave them, cover dead. They ain't tricking the feds, it's getting gang, but it's kicking the grid. Kicking them legs in the air like a plea of you. Send me little in a day or two. I can burn them as I am. Let every tip like shit, they be the one they can't do. Wearing gray and blue. If a hoe on the holiday, you can play it. If you hit some kids, it's easy to be dead. But you would pick if you can get the same hoe to want to freak your twins. Cause I study B-I, M-P, ology. But logically, be learning these hoes biology. Obviously, well,
yo, we are soft. Yo, y'all know how that is. Y'all know how it go. This is the Urban Experience like never before, where we are definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Real talk, it's all about the Urban Experience, and it's all about these dudes definitely letting everybody know what's happening. Like I said, I played some of the stuff to kind of really get you in the festive mood of what the day is all about. You know, it's a day of celebration. It is summertime, full effect, and it's hot as all get out. But at the same time, even though it's hot, we're keeping it cool, laid back, fried, dyed, and laid aside on where they do to that radio, because this is where we're featuring these local artists that are definitely doing their thing, holding it down, doing what they do. What I'm finna do right now, I'm finna go to request line. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening, seeing where you're doing it at, on where they do that at radio. Yo, call the last 4 digits of your number is 9297. You're definitely in the building. Low. I'm going to give you the exact numbers. I'm going to be all the way 100, totally technical. You know, I can get technical. You know, weed kind of fucks me up from time to time. But you know what? We have right now 17,922 listeners exactly live on where they do to that radio. 22 million in the queue doing what we do. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
Man, it is your boy Birthmark just saying where they do that at. Straight up. Hey. What's going on with you? Straight up.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I had to get a blast from the past, man, to get everybody right. Man, I know you remember that joint, man. I know the last joint I just played, man. I know, you know what I'm saying. You remember that joint. Yeah, man.
Of course, bro. Like, honestly, like I'm saying, this is like the real shit of it. Like two days ago, I was playing the same joint. No bullshit. Shout out to Do or Die. And I was sitting there listening to the cue. And, I mean, no disrespect to the ones that's, you know what I mean, that's just coming on up. Because I know, you know what I mean, we forget. There's a lot of people I didn't know. You know what I'm saying, in hip-hop and shit like that. But Uncle Ricky, how you don't know Uncle Ricky, though? That's what I'm talking to you about. Come on. Now, the only kind of voice in the game ever, you know what I'm saying? You don't know Uncle Ricky? Come on,
they didn't
man.
Know Ricky. So I'm like, yo, we got some youngsters out here, man. You know, you remember that movie Baby Boy? You know, you remember how he broke it down to him? You know, like, Baby Boy, you know? We got a break it down. We got... You know what I'm saying? We got some youngsters out there that don't know. So I'm just saying, man. I play that joint, and yo, I got an email 2 seconds after, like, yo, man, I like that. Who was that? I was like, where the fuck is he? You don't know who that is? Yo,
that's
real
a classic,
though. I'm just saying, so it was like, you know, I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. Real talk, man. We got my man Birthmark checking in, letting him know what's up, what's happening, man. Real talk, man. Let him know what's popping off around your way, man, and how good it is around here in Carolina.
Man, straight up. Well, you know what I'm saying? Right now I'm up in here, you know, doing the damn thing. Like I say, we got next Saturday jumping on and off. They offered your boy to come on out there. We'll have you to do a performance at the SCMC conference. It's a music conference, so if anybody around this way are trying to make it around their way, or around this way, or what have you, they actually charging people like $150. They taxing, but they gave me, you know, a little personal invite or whatever to do my thing or whatever. So it's gonna be a lot of label heads out there, like, you know, big label heads: Def Jam, Interscope, Universal, Young Money, Universal, Jive, and Atlantic Records. So it's gonna be major. Gonna be crazy. If you guys can slide on out there, y'all fucks with me, you know, fucks with the whole Where They Do That family. There's everything that we got all under one umbrella. You can definitely see me on out there, and I'm gonna be wide open as always. So, you know, I mean, just doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and just trying to hold it down, man.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's happening, man. You already know how it go, man. Real talk, you know. Hey, we definitely want to make sure, man, you know, we're going to hold it down and represent it all the way to the fullest, man. And you know what I'm saying? It's just real good to definitely know that we got some true appreciative hip-hop heads that's out there that definitely, you know what I'm saying, when we throw something back, they can throw it right back at us. Real talk, they know what's up, what's happening. You know what I'm saying? It's all a movement, man. And real talk, you know, it is what it is. So as long as you guys keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere, man. We're going to hold it down. We're going to do what we do. We got a lot of great music definitely getting ready to slide up in this thing. Real talk, matter of fact. You know, I like that throwback you put on there with my man, you know what I'm saying, Domino. So I'm going to drop that on him. Real talk.
Straight
up. It's definitely fitting, man. Matter of fact, for all y'all that don't know, man, you know, officially, yo, the Remember the 90s tour is coming in the fall. It's going to come to a city near you. Definitely get in where you fit in, because you're going to get an opportunity to see the best of both worlds. You're going to see a lot of these young artists that you're hearing here on Where They Do That Radio, definitely on stage with some of the greatest artists of all time that definitely did a thing that really perpetuated this entire culture. Real talk, great music, a whole great look. Yo, urban experience from front to back, side to side, all the way down. So real talk, that's what I'm talking about, man. So you already know what we're going to do, man. So like I said before, if y'all ain't caught that weed, man, and got it right and got it tight, you better do so. But, man, we finna turn this shit up. We finna turn this shit up. Real talk, this is the urban experience like never before. Or we'll definitely take you on a ride on the wild side. Your birthmark, hold the line. You already know how we're going to do it.
For
we
sure.
Finna ride this thing, bro. So you already know where it go. Real talk, you know what it is.
I got my seatbelt. I got my seatbelt.
I get it in, yeah. I'm a all about the money. Got the cash in front of me. I get it by the post. Thanks to my Jamaican. MVP on everything. You think I was a real pal? I get old. Wear like kitchen towel. I'm in the back. Get that money out of the window. Get the pillow cause I'm running. Nigga, that's a no. And if anyone that street, yeah, I had to call John John. Cause we be kicking in like a long foot. A stupid ass flag. That's my stupid ass pants. That white girl running like a 100-yard dash. Known to take a nigga thing, something like cash. And do her like Idaho potato. And mad, no fuck this rap thing, look up on walls or left. Just bought 36, I got two holes left. I'm the topic of discussion, I go calm but yeah. Paint black with the Obama, but the people left. Stupid ass swag, stupid ass cat, see that white girl running like a 100-yard dash. I'm the topic of discussion, I go calm but yeah. Paint blacker than Obama, but the people left. I get it in, okay.
Just ride with me now.
Rolling like what you throw. Money greener than both. And I'm tapping just like the pole. Stop talking, I speak it fluent. Throwing so Patrick Ewing. Diamonds and niggas silent with models and bottles growing. No killing these niggas softly. Say that I'm going healing. Throwing money for nothing. I bought it cause it's a feeling. I'm Louis Vuitton chilling. Working towards a million. Started out in the kitchen. I working towards a building. She likes to gamble proctor. Money, I'm going to call me the Braylon dropper. Daddy, I'm like a rocker. Heavy weight like a blocker. Militant with a dropper. Cannibal eating rapper. Sabachi, I'm like a soccer. Three times all got the ball up in the top. 200,000, but it's all on top. Broke the whole thing, put up in like a crack. Falling in the club, taking off like a rock. Doing drugs and riders in the ball on top. Okay, listen, hold up. This King A, listen, hold up. This pussy get your flow up. This Barry get your throw up. I pull up, lift the throw up. Now cussing, then I roll up. Drain back until I throw up. Rose, my nigga, blow up. All in niggas, so what? Cooling like Goldie Yoko. Nigga, my wrist be shining. More chunky than public Prego. Walk inside the Durango. Planet bad like Chicago. Killing it, Tallahassee. Smoking on something mango. I'm saying but keep it moving. Fuck it, a nigga grooving. Smoking behind the curtain. You talking, I'm interproving. I'm winning, you into losing. Broken Jamaica proving. Yeah, and I'm never moving. Ferrari, I'm never cruising. Can't spend time, bro. Got the bottle up in the top. Threw 100,000, but it's all on top. Fuck the whole thing, plugged in like a block. Rolling in the club, taking off like a pop. Doing drugs and riders in the ball on top. Rolling popping bottles in the ball on top. Diamonds in the chains in the ball on top. Club off the chains in the ball on top.
Yeah, Real talk, my man, AQ. Yo, it's called Lord. Yo, real talk, check this out, man.
Yeah. Now that he's up, it's time to get his bath on. Get out of your dress. This phone's been buzzing mad long. His first day back on the job, he just came back home. Second time on the run, to letting off that ball. All black guns up. Spell crack, no big vision, not a tire. He got his track on. He called his homie up. The only one with a backbone. Well, you're young, let's get a gun. So he's having fun. So let's show him something. I got a cop and I owe him something. I'ma throw him something. Lights out, no discussion. His life is disgusting. The only one who's trusting was down from where that man is standing straight. Gas on the other side, they say, let's get it popping. Jealousy is not an option. Listen to the death and no stopping. He stay young, get him young, we'll say no drama. I got him. Here he go young, make him lean with him. In the black hostage, which is saying he did it, he did it, he did it. Because his homie did it, homie did it, just back to his homie got his paper turned free. Now young's locked down and his homie has been killed. Even they said that the bitch had another nigga hit. So he's back to the street, and young's cut him like he did. Like different years, that bitch nigga that young and lit. Got put, cause his home wasn't legit. And he let his gun slip, how his homie young missed. That was some really dumb shit. That nigga got it to fun. And he has to get down quick. Why did I run? Nigga, they only try to come. And what's the deal with my damn homie young? Should I be the best or let young have the fun? He's like, no, fuck it. I would do the cool stuff to start to shoot. And maybe try to look for fire. Shut up, boom. See a car stealing. And they can't tell who's inside. The big one is looking to see him. The shunk just got out. What the problem we had? It's not young, but they know that he's. And at the car is just a Cadillac. Here he goes down, making me really bad. Black hot, which is saying he did it, he did it, he did it. He gets the time to do it, and the way to that is his homie got his purse, so he didn't say it. Young, back all right. Yeah, he can leave the streets and try to leave the block all straight. Young, be fly, oh no, that wasn't my job. But my homie's got a kid, so I got a rock for a matter of time. I got a chill, and this mind's flipping his mouth, and nigga, he tried to kill that. Months go by, every night, he got it out in his mind. The sun's out of spin, the double of the head, reading the paper, and he's young on the front page. Grandma fucked up, the trunk's off, he jumps up, the gun's on his mind. We're thinking he got his young up, his life's up, and he's stuck here. That's a mess, like a dumb fuck. He's stuck here, that's up about this. Lump's down his house, from an house, young knows about everything.
Publicity and mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call V-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at V-Dub-ACL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, V-Dub, and Dini Winnie on Where They Do That at Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Father, protect me. Watch my back. Yo, still listen. Show these niggas what's evil.
And you know this, and you know, man.
Why? Who's turning to a shooter? My speed is super. I'm crippin' like Coney Lex Luthor. I'm a dog on the leash. Shittin' with no scooper. Pippin' the demon. Pippin' birth from semen. Horse knee giving Sunday and shining like Willie Beeman. Steaming cush that I'm breathing. Everything's for a reason. That's why I'm choosing. Block hot and reason. Look at shit with the power. Tower die in a shower. 4 o'clock on the hour. Leave your face with the sour. Mama told me, watch for the phone in the face. If the grass is too high, then chop it down and see the snake. Young nigga, for my soul 2,000 years old, and I can sing it to a place where you wouldn't want to go. Faggot, I won't have it. Living life is a bad thing. That's why I'm crazy and wild and die faster. Keep singing the same old story, but I live for the pain and glory. Each time, rewind, I learn to be for me. There's a reason for all things, surely. Each time, rewind. Can't smell it like money. Not 4 days old, same clothes, rat funny. Dropped out of school, but I think used it somehow. Believing what you was taught without speaking from it. I'm the highest priest, see me on the streets with the beast. I'm cool with the killers, the dealers and the fiends. The world's so small, but this lifestyle big. Crack to the back, up your neck, like pigs. Father, son, and daughter, land, air, and water. Spirit is stronger than motherfuckers on the corner. Save your soul. So bring you the gold. So bring you the truth. Man, truth be told. Illuminati want my mind, body, and my soul. Living in war since I was playing flagpole. Dropping jewels like the Africans in Egypt. This whole region investing the demons in devastating conflict. Keep singing the same old story, but I live for the pain and glory. Each time, rewind, I learn from those before me. There's a reason for all things, surely. Each time, rewind. We will talk. My man told you to send out the music. You don't feel talk a few times. We will talk. If I play that, I'm going to be able to
You got to keep both eyes open. You got to know what's up. You got to know what's happening, because in order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. And real talk, in the midst of all that, like I said before, man, you just got to just pay attention. Pay attention, know, and understand that this urban experience thing is bigger than the music. This is just a small part of it. And as long as everybody keep doing their part, it's only going to get better and better and better. Real talk, let me get my man up in here right quick. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do right here. I'm going to give a little bit of my cast. I'm going to do Caskey right here, get him on this thing right quick. On Where They Do That Radio, it's all about the urban experience, all about these G's, definitely representing it to the fullest on Where They Do That Radio. So you know what you got to do. You got to ride with me.
Yeah, okay, I'm fucked up. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a drunk drive. Meditate, let the trunk ride. I'm a die, meditate. But I ain't a mind freak behind me. Do you want the right path? Check my time sheet, remind me. I'm fucking 9 to 5, I just ride beat. 95% of the time, I'm on it. The other 5 don't exist, they miss. Release product from my lips. I'm a trip, you on it or you was missing the fuck out. Look out and catch a ride. Fuck on them blue and white. I'm trying to catch a vibe. I got my bag packed, I'm feeling mesmerized. I'm so intoxicated and feeling I'm destined to rise. Pressure to pressurize, maybe it less than the vibe. So I keep the best to the left of my thrive. This is that, I'm drunk as a bitch. Living at the fence till I'm motherfucking blended or I'm stuck in the hell. I'm wildin'. Swimming in the sea of the funk. Let me dive in. This is my doctor prescribed. I be vibing. I double L shot of Detroit. No taste. That's the shit that had me frozen in space. Cold case. The whole ace. Managed with no trace. Managed at slow pace. Bitches rotate like the wheels of my 08. Smoke a lot. Got these hoes out of the picture like it was Photoshop. Oh shit. Then that's cops right behind me. And I can run, dog. When they find me. Shit. Probably been smoking for a minute in that police car faster than my Civic. Guess it's time for the DUI. I'm a walk line. Guess it's better than gunshots and talk lines. Took another sip like shit, it's hard time. You looked up in my review, that ain't a cop. This here, one of them drunk nights. I'm wildin', and you with the drug night. Yes, I'm driving. I ain't got a shit, I'm sober. So crazy them cops don't pull me over. Yeah, I'm in that in-between groove. I operate a vehicle smooth, fully complacent. Yeah, my mama swear I ain't gon' make it. I continue to sip it and drive like she must be hating. Debating on whether or not I'm gon' stop. It's the weather, the cops gonna watch this and let it go. Let it go, let me keep it. But then he went and made his decision. I saw the lights like that.
Fuck, we're so fucked. Dude, my mama's gonna fucking kill me.
Fuck,
am I gonna get out of this, bro?
License and registration, please.
Officer, I didn't do shit.
License and registration.
Fucking assholes.
1090. Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
Officer, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Fuck.
So I'm gonna need to step out the car.
Huh?
Step out the car. Fuck you.
I'm
Real talk, you know what I'm saying? That's my man Caskey holding it down, doing what he do on Where They Do to That Radio. Now I'm finna give you my man Birthmark. Yo, a throwback joint that we all can definitely appreciate. Real talk, it is what it is. Mixed with my man Domino. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know Domino. Y'all remember Domino. Real talk, man. If you don't remember, yo, this is called a ghetto jam. Real talk, it is what it is. This is Where They Do to That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Started the show?
No, I definitely wasn't, man.
Okay, I played a joint.
Got on a little bit ago.
Gotcha. Man, I played a joint, man, which was Uncle Ricky, man. For all y'all that don't know Uncle Ricky, it's Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, you know what I'm saying, the classic Lottie Dottie. And I had an email from a youngster, I'm going to call him, that did not know who that was. They were vibing with me. They was like, yo, who's that? I was like, yo, you don't know who that is? That's like, wow. I mean, but, yo, it is what it is. We got a lot of youngsters. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go baby boy on them in a minute, man. Real talk, it is what it is. Oh, what they do to that radio. Like I say, man, you guys keep doing what you do. Keep holding it up, and we're going to hold it in the road on this side, man. Real talk. Let them fans know how they can get at you, man.
First thing, you know, any artist that's out there that's trying to collaborate and get some work done, just contact me. I would say contact me on Facebook. This way I can see who you are, see what you get yourself into. Look me up. It's AYCHIZ. If you have something you want to send me some of your tracks at WM Presents. At Gmail, I say that because it's easier. WMPresents at Gmail. Send me some of your tunes, and I'll start promoting on my website once I get everything up and running, which is AYCHIZ.com, AYCHIZ on Twitter. And that's basically it, man. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy whatever you choose to do in life, and make sure that you love it. That's all I can say.
That's real talk, man. That's definitely real talk. Definitely food for thought, one to grow on, and definitely do what we do. Yo, H, you already know how we do, man. I want you to hold a line and ride with us, because we're going to definitely turn it up one more notch. Real talk, it is what it is, man. I mean, here's an artist we hadn't heard from a while, you know, but, yo, she's definitely doing her thing. She's been in the booth lately, you know what I'm saying? She's got this joint, kind of laid-back joint. It's called You Mean the World to Me. It's by my girl, A-Legend. Real talk, it is what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before, but we are definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Check this out.
Like you, get away, get away, get away.
Y'all know who it is. This is the Brat. Real Talk. Check her out. Real Talk. She's back now. She's back. Real Talk.
Right, yeah, I stay on. Lights out, bitch.
Oh, my nigga.
Yeah. Give it A, give it B. Cause I'm a D, especially. delivery, my vocabulary, not the gist of the word came. But I've been next in the game, so I'm like a shit in the game. Make sure y'all get up before my feet in the game. I've been asking, but even when I was in comfort, I was dreaming to hear my name. So now I'm out of here. Yeah, who's that? What your life is here? I ain't gonna fight this year. I just wanna get better up ready with the mic this year. I just wanna be the one to blame it all. I'm all just up in the industry to paint it all. Not a hitter, that's a good thing. Oh, but I ain't got to with you, benefits of my strong. One stop, life, four stop, life, so, so, let it go. We rock, right? So, y'all know what it is. I'm here, baby. And if you're high, I know y'all can feel this. Go to love and hit it, baby. I know you see what I mean. I'll be me and my name.
It's lights out, niggas.
Jim, real talk with my man, C Fresh, G Nonstop, Jim Athens in the building, real talk, you know what it is, this is where they do to that radio, man. I'm going to hit it for a second. Let me hit it, man. And I'm going to come back, and we're going to chop it up. You know, that was good. Real talk, this is where they do to that radio.
Rock up, 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 r
I just, you know, think go by a plane, you know what I'm saying, fly that shit all over. Then when I'm done, man, I just bring the thing right back to the A, you feel?
No, I don't feel you, nigga. What the hell are you talking about? I will not be a passenger or part of your plane flight.
And you promised me you could join
in. The hell, I know that you have. Jamal faces life.
What it is, ATL. You're live on Dirty Radio. Time to wake up, ATL.
No, you better leave that bitch alone. I can't wait to get back to school to drag that trifling ass hoe. Oh, bless it.
Man, this kid's incredible. We need him. Yeah,
being a football player, I mean, that ain't my only dream.
You called you last night. They want you to come to that
band. I know, but I don't want to make a decision right now. I ain't ready.
Zerad is having a problem with his reading, so we're going to have to put him in remedial reading.
Jamal, if everyone likes you so much, why don't you be governor?
Nah, little bruh, that ain't for me. That you could be governor.
For real?
Love.
What happened with you and Jamal last night?
We had a nice time.
A nice time.
Boy, ain't nobody going to know China. Can't nobody speak Chinese.
Stuck in the A for 18 years. Not even being able to afford to leave Atlanta and just go to Florida. Are you trying to see the world with me, baby?
And the struggle of being a product of the ghetto.
Don't you know when you come from the hood, you stay in the hood, and you die in the hood.
Now, I know I can't relate to what life is for you, but I know what it could be.
I promise you, this is not fair, but it seems like every time we get there, but we be right there, and something. We be right there, I'm gonna tell you, man. It's always something, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
What the fuck I done told you about putting my goddamn hands on my mama's
drunk ass? What's wrong? What else ain't got nothing to do with you?
Hey, hold on, bro.
you here?
You ever put your hands on my girl, home
woman, man.
Hold on,
control
I got
your
this.
Woman, bro.
Wait a minute.
Hey, everybody like Jamal. Jamal this. Jamal that. But nigga, I say fuck Jamal, nigga.
Oh, nigga, fuck you.
Lorenzo Maddox. Dennis Goodman. Brittany Diamond Carpentero. Bone Crusher. Rashida. Clayton English. Young Jit. Andrea Pitts. Sierra Gamble. Brandon Wallace. Chris Manuel. John Quill Scott. Marquita Goings. Ron English. Chris Holyfield. 22 Cute. From writer and director Henderson Maddox, 5 days in the A, life, love, and the struggle.
No emotion, just sex.
Stars Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis were asked if a strictly physical relationship could work.
I don't think that it's, and Mila agrees.
Yes, I do.
That it's not a long-term idea, so
no.
There's no way to make that work long-term, but...
But...
But it either leads to something more, or it...
Fizzles out.
Bill Bergoli, CBS News, New York.
Is a lack of infrastructure holding back electric cars? I'm Martin LaMonica with a Green Minute from CNET. One of the auto industry's biggest concerns with electric vehicles is called range anxiety, or the worry drivers might feel from the shorter range of all electric cars. But some pieces are starting to fall in place to ease any range anxiety. Charging stations are being built in parking garages and retail outlets, which will let people top off batteries during the day. In many cases, drivers can reserve charge points over the web or from a smartphone. And if you do get to empty, AAA just launched a roadside assistance program for electric vehicles. They will give drivers enough juice to get to the next charging point. Installing charge stations for electric vehicles is expensive and takes planning. That's why the infrastructure should be built first in certain regions rather than countrywide. For more green technology news, visit cnet.com/greentech.
The Green Minute from cnet.com.
Imagine a rewards card that lets you travel where you want, when you want. It's called Chase Sapphire. And while you'd expect to pay an annual fee for a card that lets you redeem for nonstop flights, even during the holidays, with Chase Sapphire, there's no annual fee. So if you can book it or buy it, you can use your points to pay for it. Apply today and earn 25,000 bonus points after you spend $3,000 in the first 3 months. Call the number on your screen or visit our website to apply.
Well, the president's been holding a news conference. Norah O'Donnell was in the news conference. She's now outside with the other part of this story. Norah?
Bob, there has been an extraordinary breakdown in trust in government here in Washington between the Speaker, Speaker Boehner, and the President of the United States. The Speaker called President Obama at 5:31 tonight. They spoke for 11 minutes. And the Speaker said, I'm sorry, the deal's off. I can only negotiate now with the Senate. And so we saw the President here in the briefing room who said to us he just can't understand why Speaker Boehner no longer wants to negotiate with him.
It is hard to understand why Speaker Boehner would walk away from this kind of deal. And frankly, if you look at the commentary out there, there are a lot of Republicans that are puzzled as to why it couldn't get done. In fact, there are a lot of Republican voters out there who are puzzled as to why it couldn't get done. Because the fact of the matter is, the vast majority of the American people believe we should have a balanced approach.
Now, the president said that he had offered the Republicans an extraordinarily fair deal, that he was willing to take some very tough spending cuts, even take a lot of heat from his own party. But he just says the Republicans up on the House were unwilling to deal. He says now we have run out of time, so he has called the congressional leaders to come to the White House tomorrow, 11 o'clock, to meet in order to figure out how to avoid a disaster. Bob?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Norah.
You know, real talk. This is what we're going to definitely let the discussion definitely ride on and understand and know. Oh, what they do to that radio, we've been talking in the last couple of weeks about, you know, the congressional decision that has to be made in terms of them raising the debt ceiling. A lot of folks are trying to figure out how would that affect them. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to really just reiterate, you know, everything we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, and actually, you know, in this broadcast, I'm going to definitely bring my girl V-Dub and Miss Green on to definitely share some light on this issue in terms of just really what all this means. But there is a panic. There is a major panic right now. There are a lot of people right now, you know, you know, that are trying to figure out, you know, how would they make ends meet if there's a deadlock with this debt ceiling, and it causes folks that have their August 3rd checks delayed. I want you to think about this. If you're relying on your Social Security supplement to actually, you know, balance your books, be able to take care of your expenses, this is what they're talking about. And it's a domino effect of everything else that's getting ready to miss the standpoint. And I really want to drive home the point of just really what all this means. I'm just going to just read a quote here, and then I'm going to definitely bring my guest on the line. It says, for 26 years, Maddie Jones worked as a nursing assistant in South Florida. She earned enough to raise 3 children, but not enough to save for retirement. Now she's 69. Jones completely depends upon her monthly Social Security check, which is about $955, which comes in every month. Jones' next check and rent bills are both due by August 3rd, the same day the debt ceiling deadlock could stop U.S. Department, U.S. Treasury Department from sending out checks. I'm going to just stop right there. Understand and know this is real. I warned you that they had to make a decision. The decision was made last week. The way it's going, you need to be planning. For something, you know, in case this does happen. And I do see some backlash coming from this. I see a lot of backlash in the community with this Jeff definitely being on. And then what let me get my girl V-Dub on right quick, see if she's still out there. Yo, V-Dub, you still riding with me? V-Dub. Call in V-Dub, 3246. If you out there, holler at me. She might have got me on hold right now. She's real busy. Let me see if I can get my other special guest on the line. Hello, Miss Green. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm going to let my girl V-Dub definitely get back with her. She's probably out there on the line. She's probably taking some calls right now. But definitely, I know you've been paying attention to the news that's out there and paying attention to really what's going on. And this is a very, very detrimental subject. That I think that, you know, again, it does affect our community and, you know, in a lot of ways because, you know, just like I know, a lot of us in our community depend upon, you know, Social Security supplement to make a lot of things, you know, stay afloat. And with this being, you know, a situation that could potentially delay this process, you know, it's really about really us rallying together and really, you know, figuring out some other alternatives, you know, to all that. So just from your respect of being a mother, raising a family, working in the community, how do you feel about this?
Oh, actually, Jay, it's overwhelming to me because I have been working pretty much all my life since I've been 16 years old. And, you know, FICA, Social Security, I mean, they have been taking money from me for a very long time. And just where we at now, it's apparently that, you know, I may not even see an SSI. I mean, much less our children see an SSI. And the money has definitely been exploited. It's been exploited. And now people are really needing this. They're needing the help of the government, but unfortunately, there's no on one accord. There's no one that's really coming forth and actually, you know, coming forth and providing any answers. There's no answers out there. You know, it's just like, you know, you just don't have it. We don't have it. We interrupt it. I mean, we don't even have a voice. We don't even have a voice anymore.
That's right. And you know, and what alarms me the most is that, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, that I know of just from working with a lot of small businesses and organizations that are out there. If they simply put it in a format which is more easy to obtain and understand and really implement. But because everything is a scavenger hunt and everything is put in certain things that you have to go through one process to another, it really bothers me that there's going to be nearly 55 million people that are going to be subject to this travesty. I mean, there's no other way to say it. You know, I know folks right now that are depending on that income. And, you know, if they don't receive it or if it comes late, that totally puts them in a different frame. And it's like, you know, the government's been saying over and over and over again, you know, we're going to make a decision, we're going to have to decide to raise the debt, you know, ceiling in order for us to be able to do that. They rather cut Social Security benefits in order to make good on the debts that they owe to other countries and so forth, which I understand both sides of the argument, but at the same token, it really, really puts you in a standpoint where you really just have to make a decision in terms of just really what it is we're going to do. I've dedicated a lot of our resources here at Where They Do That Radio in conjunction with the other networks to be posting in the next, you know, 24 to 48 hours, a lot of things that a lot of folks can do in preparation for this. So it at least will be, from our perspective, us doing our part to definitely know of things that you can definitely get engaged with to definitely help bridge this gap. But, again, I feel it should be a nationwide a level of awareness on this, because 55 million people that all depend upon this, I know a lot of poverty-stricken areas, it's only going to make matters worse when they can't afford to pay the things they need to pay. And it really breaks my heart to see this, you know, see this tidal wave coming. It really hurts, because I see a domino effect here. I see, you know, if Social Security is delayed, I also see, you know, state-level funding being delayed. I also see other things being delayed, which all revolve and affect our community drastically.
Exactly.
And we definitely need to really bring this point to the forefront. So again, you know, I want to just let you know, live on the air, we were able to definitely complete our engagement with Glance Radio today, so we'll be definitely affiliating campaigns nationwide, as well as actually really getting a lot of organizations and everything involved with the foundations and various organizations going to be assisting us with this level of awareness, because we really have our work cut out for us in the next week or so. We have a lot of things we got to get out in the public. We have a lot of things that we got to really, you know, bring folks along. And a lot of folks, I don't want them to wait till the last minute. I don't want them to wait until the beginning of the month or on August 3rd and then look around and try to figure out what are they going to do now. It's
exactly.
Going to be, you know, the more, you know, if you take initiative now, it will only better the situation if they prevent that. You know, they're saying, you know, because the talks are broken down, that tells me in a lot of aspects, you know, really was pretty much already planned, they are – if they're forcing you to, it's like picking your poison. You know, it's like, you know, if you're being led to the guillotine, you either want to be shot or you want to be hung. Which one do you want? You want neither one. But if you got a choice, you know, you're kind of picking the lesser of two evils here. And definitely, this is something that we really need to talk about, especially in our community. Because I mean, I'm looking at the media that's being put out there. I'm understanding and knowing that from a certain perspective, there is a certain campaign that's going out there that does affect a certain group of people. I'm gonna say it that way. That they're definitely thinking about it. They're definitely rallying up the truth. They're holding meetings as we speak right now about this very same situation. So this is something that I definitely feel that we really, really, really need to make everyone aware of. So with that being said, just from your standpoint, with the campaign that you're going to be working with over the weekend, what are some of the organizations that you're actually looking to really help bring a certain level of this awareness to?
Well, right now, what we're doing, Jay, is kind of collabing with different sports affiliates, retired NFL players that have a lot of the organizations, like the men's Mentee Association here in Atlanta in the Gwinnett area. That's headed by, you know, Bob Newkirk. You know, he's a big head coach out there. So we're going to do that part, linking up with the Georgia Training Alliance as well with some other Gwinnett, you know, affiliates as well in this area. But then we're going to kind of stretch it out a little bit, too. I'm going to McDowell, Georgia tomorrow, actually about 1 o'clock. I'm going over there to talk to some of the educational, you know, contacts that I have over there and going to kind of collab with them a little bit and see what we do as a community, because there's so many things, oh, my goodness, on the books right now as far as issues. You know, I mean, this right here is a big, the one we just got through talking about is a big issue. This is going to affect our geriatric community, you know, and also people with mental illnesses, you know, because they totally depend on that revenue. They depend on that check, as you say, you know, so that they can live a productive life. So if that's not going to happen, which means if it's delayed or if it's even tampered with, it's going to affect everything. Georgia Regional Hospital, I don't know if you know personally, but they're getting ready to close that hospital. And Georgia Regional is one of the largest mental hospitals in Atlanta. So that's going to affect a lot of different things as well, too.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's definitely a tidal wave. Like I said, it's definitely being felt all across the board. And, again, I want everyone to just really be aware of just, you know, really what's going on. And like I said, I never meant to say this, you know, in anything that I've been doing to really to scare anyone, but it was meant to the detrimental situations that our nation faced. And because we are pulling every resource imaginable to get the community involved, there needs to be something in place that is definitely being that voice of reason or that voice of clarity or direction of where can people go to receive a certain level of assistance in these turbulent times. You know, it breaks my heart. I'm very saddened by this whole ordeal for a lot of reasons. You know, a lot of them go way deeper than a lot of folks imagine, only because of the fact that, again, this is just a precept of a lot of things that's getting ready to take place. And it kind of really puts you in the perspective of, okay, well, if this happens now, what's next? Well, you know, and it's already been, and I hate to say this, the writing is on the wall, ladies and gentlemen. The writing has already been put on the wall, what's next? They've already, have already told us months in advance, this is only just because of the fact that we're getting closer and things are looking one way versus the other. Right now, people are becoming more and more aware. What I'm going to do right now, because we are in our extended hour, is I'm going to definitely see if I can get some more, you know, of our listeners on this topic, so we can definitely get, you know, a very rounded discussion on really how it will affect the community. So, Ms. Green, I want you to just hold the line. I'm going to see if I can bring another guest.
Okay.
I'm going to try if I can get my dub back on, see if I can bring on, because I definitely want to, you know, definitely hear our input on everything. Yo, VW, you still there? See if I can bring her on. V Dub. Call in V Dub 343246. I think she's on. Oh, she's probably, her phone is blowing up. Let me see if I can get another guest on the line right quick. Let's see. Let's see. Caller, the last 4 digits of your number is 6141. You're definitely live on Where They Do That at Radio. Who we got checking in? Caller? 6141. Last 4 digits of your number, 6141. If you can hear my voice, you're definitely live on Where They Do That at Radio. We have some technical difficulties, or this is what we're going to do, because I know they're definitely out there. They're locked in. Like I said before, really, we want folks to really become very aware of all the stuff that's being done. We want them to definitely be concerned and be thinking of ways that we can definitely, you know, impact these communities and really bring folks up to speed in terms of a lot of stuff that's being done. Let me see right here. And I got one more clip that they actually need to play, and I want to see if I can get this on right quick. Let's see.
When an arena in Louisville gets the funding it needs, hammers start swinging, jobs are created, new businesses open, and an undefeatable local economy makes progress.
The late developments in Washington mean that a deal between Congress and the White House is now very much in doubt on the debt limit. And if the government does default, the people who rely on Social Security may end up being the first to get hurt. Here's Michelle Miller.
When did you start working?
For 26 years, Maddie Jones worked as a nurse's assistant in South Florida.
Well, this is where I used to work, in the nursing home.
She earned enough to raise 3 children, but not enough to save for retirement. Now 69, Jones completely depends on her monthly Social Security check.
$955
every month.
Every month.
And you live entirely off of that.
Yes.
Jones's next check and rent bill are both due August 3rd. The same day, a debt ceiling deadlock could stop the Treasury from sending out checks.
I cannot guarantee that those checks go out on August 3rd if we haven't resolved this issue.
It's scary. You know, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Nearly 55 million people received Social Security benefits in June. That monthly check was the primary source of income for almost 9 million recipients ages 65 and older. Many, like Maddie, also depend on government-funded services, like this meal plan at her local senior center. Now, her most important daily meal could be on the chopping block. But seniors aren't the only ones at risk. More than 4 million beneficiaries are children, like 10-year-old Anthony Hines.
You want more chips?
More chips.
Anthony has autism. His mother, Claudia Payshon, is a single parent. She had to quit her full-time bank job and take part-time work without benefits to find time to care for her son.
Look at the pictures.
She gets $400 a month from Social Security to help make up the difference.
For me, losing these $400 a month is a lot. I mean, it's not an option for me.
Government money also covers the cost of Anthony's special needs school.
Every day, you got to struggle, and I just pray that everything is going to get better, not worse.
On August 3rd, Payshon, Jones, and 27 million other Americans could find the system they paid into does not have the money to pay them back. Michelle Miller, CBS News, Miami.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Again, like I said before, very disturbing. And again, we want to implore everyone to definitely pay attention to WTBTARadio.weebly.com. We'll be posting some additional resources to definitely, you know, bring a certain level of awareness on different things you can do in your community, different programs that are available to help, you know, kind of offset, you know, any losses that may be taken. We just want you to pay attention. We want you to pay attention. We want definitely everyone to be aware of just really what's at stake and what's there. Matter of fact, I think this is a good point where I can actually, you know, I will use it as a stopping point for a lot of folks to definitely kind of digest what they just heard and really, you know, kind of wrap their minds around a lot of the things that's there. You know, my phone lines are blowing up. My emails are definitely coming in. Ms. Green, what we're going to do before we sign off tonight is there anything you want to share with our listeners before we sign out tonight?
Yeah, I definitely do. I just want people to stay focused out there, you know, because they're not going to get any better. You know, as for the, you know, young men and women that are listening, whatever it takes, get your education, get a skill, get focused, and work. And the thing about it is work and save. Don't just work and spend, but work and save, because that's what it's going to take. You're going to have a nest egg, because it's happening right now as we speak, which means the government is not in any position. And even if they was, they're not doing it. They don't feel responsible. I mean, this is modern-day slavery. We've been doing this for years. It's just to the point now where now they feel they don't have to do anything. They just want to hurt whoever, whenever, and it doesn't matter. The working class is going to keep working. The upper class is going to keep taking, and that's just the way it is. But you have to be focused. And, you know, if you can get into your own niche, your own business, get an education and get grounded, you know, because that's what I did. I put myself through school, you know, supporting, you know, three children, you know, and I'm a divorced black mother, and I figure if I can do it, anybody can do it. You know, I've already completed my master's degree. I'm getting ready to go back to school for my doctoral in education. So, you know, the sky's the limit. If America is good for anything, it's good for education. Sure, you might go in debt doing it, but, hey, we're already in debt. It doesn't matter. At least invest in yourself. Invest in yourself, because that's what it's going to take. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying. For all our listeners, we will be back tomorrow. Same back station, same back time for the grind on Where to Do That Radio. Keep in mind, you know what I'm saying, as long as there are willing individuals and networks that are definitely on this mission to definitely bring about this level of awareness to our community, and we will do our damnedest to definitely continue to definitely share with you things that will definitely help and add addition and enhancement to your quality of life. On Way to Do That Radio is all about the urban experience. And when I say urban experience, I've been telling you from day one, it's not a black or white thing, it's a cultural thing. And again, anything that you heard on this radio broadcast tonight that has affected you, that has caused you to think, that has caused you to want to step to the plate and do something, then you're definitely at the right place at the right time. My name is J-Dog. My number is 347-934-0318. This is Where They Do That Radio, where we're featuring these local artists and entertainers and people all across the globe who are willing to change the entire game. I want to say thank you. Good night. God bless.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.